Here's your latest weekly briefing from the Population Research Institute at pop.org. World Youth Day saw PRI at the center of the action. Dr. Carlos Beltramo, the director of PRI's European office, reports. During the first week of August, Lisbon, the capital of Portugal, welcomed a crowd of a size never before seen in the country. More than 1.5 million young people from every continent and over 100 countries flooded the home country of Our Lady of Fatima to celebrate the faith that unites us all. My wife Monica and I joined over a dozen leaders of the Good Love Foundation to bring the good news about life and love and spread it to the young people throughout the world. The foundation sponsors 16 different programs around the world that reach out to young people everywhere. Leaders from the Vatican Dicastery for the Laity, Life, and Family joined us in our work emphasizing how much they count on Good Love's indispensable work in bringing to the world the Church's beautiful teaching on sexuality, marriage, and family. And we delivered. At World Youth Day, Good Love leaders and volunteers handed out thousands of brochures explaining the beauty of sexuality as proposed by the Church. We spoke to tens of thousands of young people, priests, nuns, and bishops from different countries. Africans, Asians, Latin Americans, many Europeans and North Americans welcomed us. They were all interested in learning more about the beauty of true love. They were delighted to discover that God has given us a roadmap that teaches the value of chastity and respect for the gift of sexuality. And the young people were excited, really excited to learn about the importance of truly good love. A spirit of celebration prevailed. Young people gathered to listen to rock and rap concerts, danced to the beat of a DJ with lots of rhythm, stayed up late, and then resumed their festivities again early in the morning. But unlike many concerts or political rallies, there was not one act of violence, not one trash can set on fire, not one derelict arrested by the police. While it's true that many of these young people were unhappy with the secular world, they didn't burn down any car dealerships or tear down any statues. Nobody flaunted drugs or alcohol. Well, who were they? They were young Catholics, along with Christians of other faiths, who came to Lisbon for World Youth Day. The rock concerts were all about Jesus, celebrating the experience of knowing Christ, young artists singing about God and the joy of conversion. The disc jockey, a Portuguese priest, took his role seriously, and soon everybody was dancing. The evenings were set aside for prayer and for friendship. There, young Catholics could meet their brothers and sisters from the other side of the world, and between dances, these millions of young people participated in more than 600 officially sponsored programs and the hundreds more that were organized by dioceses and other Catholic apostolates. For 3 days, bishops from around the world preached the truths of the faith. I joined some 20,000 young people to hear Bishop Robert Barron invite the young to imitate Jesus, who calls us from the cross to get out of our safe spaces and proclaim him to a callous world. Have courage, he said. Go out of your comfort zone. Speak openly about Jesus for your personal good and for the good of society. Other bishops focused on the defense of life from conception, and others warned about Agenda 2030, a secular program that hides its promotion of abortion behind the camouflage of progress. In the months before World Youth Day, some Catholics had feared that the gathering would promote Agenda 2030 in some fashion. Nothing of the sort happened. Instead, when pilgrims learned about respect for the environment, it was taught in a Christian key. None of them spoke of UN development goals either. In fact, Pope Francis, in several of his speeches and homilies, repeatedly warned against ideological imperialisms. Other Catholics had feared that the celebration would provide a platform for demands that the church change its moral teachings on family, marriage, and sexuality. And the notorious Father James Martin, S.J., was indeed present in Lisbon, as usual, pushing the LGBT agenda. Fortunately, Martin's unofficial presence was scarcely noticed. His events attracted only a few hundred from among a throng of some 1.5 million young people. On that subject, we heard of one young man who wanted to carry a rainbow flag in the flag parade. The young participants, with great charity, said, "You are welcome, but that flag isn't." In contrast to James Martin's scant impact, Christopher West, a specialist in theology of the body, organized 6 massive sessions to speak directly to young people about the beauty of sexuality lived as God intends it to be lived. Clearly, the young people had not come to Portugal to demand revolutionary changes in the church's sexual morality. Instead, the long lines for confession were everywhere. Some 200 or more confessionals were set up and filled with priests all day long in many languages. Despite the large number of confessors, the confession lines were longer than those at McDonald's, where pilgrims could redeem their complimentary vouchers for food. How was all this festivity coordinated so beautifully? For that, we can thank the more than 35,000 young volunteers, many of whom came from faraway countries to help the organizers pull it off. These young people, like so many others, looked overjoyed to be part of such a great and holy event. One young volunteer made his pilgrimage even more memorable during a break between conferences. There he proposed on bended knee to his girlfriend in front of thousands of fellow volunteers. Another beautiful report emerged about Jimena, a blind girl from Madrid who recovered her sight during World Youth Day after receiving communion at Mass. Her testimony spread like wildfire throughout World Youth Day, and no one was surprised that God would perform such a miracle at such a prayerful event. At the end of the day, World Youth Day was a tsunami of youthful energy, prayer, sharing, joy, and reconciliation with God. A wave so big that it gives us hope for the future, even if the legacy media have reported almost nothing of this event. Those of us who attended came back renewed to see that God is still present in young hearts. They will do what we have not been able to do: create a world that respects the culture of life. This has been your latest weekly briefing from the Population Research Institute at pop.org. Thanks for listening.